This evening, turn with us, if you would, to the book of Judges, chapter number 15. I want to preach just a short message tonight. You know, I was thinking, Brother Mike, when I left here this morning, the places that God has allowed me to preach, I've never in my life enjoyed preaching here as much as I do now in my getting older years. And I appreciate Liberty Baptist Church tonight. I appreciate the people of God. And as I said this morning, I never had much relationship with my sisters and brother. But the day God saved me, I was put in a new family. And I'm thankful for my brother and sisters in Christ tonight. The book of Judges we pick up with Samson. What a great Bible character. I want to read a few verses and then I'll give a little background, get right into the preaching. I'd like to start tonight in verse 14 of Judges 15. And the Bible here is speaking of Samson. The Bible said, when he came unto Lehi, the Philistines shouted against him. And the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and the cords that were upon his arms became as flax that was burnt with fire, and his bands loosed from off his hands, and he found a new jawbone of an ass, put forth his hand and took it, and slew it. 1,000 men therewith. And Samson said, with the jawbone of an ass, heaps upon heaps, with the jaw of an ass, have I slain 1,000 men. And it came to pass, when he made an end of speaking, that he cast away the jawbone out of his hand and called that place Ramoth-Lehi. And he was sore athirst and called on the Lord. And said, thou hast given this great deliverance in the hand of thy servant. And now shall I die for thirst and fall into the hand of the uncircumcised. But God clave and hollow place that was in the jaw. And there came water thereout. And when he had drunk, his spirit came again and he revived. Wherefore he called the name thereof Enhakori, which is in Lehi unto this day. And he judged Israel in the days of the Philistines 20 years. You may be seated tonight. Father, we love you. So we thank you for the good day that you've given us in the house of God. Lord, I pray tonight that you would use us to be a blessing just for a few moments this evening. Oh, I pray that the Spirit of God would move in our hearts and help us. God, may you refresh our spirits tonight and revive us again. Help us, I pray now. In Jesus' name I ask you. And I need your help tonight, Lord. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. And amen. Samson is a very unique Bible character. When we think of Samson, many times we think of him as the strong man. Samson was not a strong man. Samson had a strong God. And you and I need to realize tonight that God can take the unlikely and do the impossible in this day and in this hour. You'll notice now that Samson, in the preceding chapters, he went down to Timnath. There he killed a lion, and those bees made honeycomb in that lion. He goes on from that battle of his life, and he marries a woman. She is a strange woman. And Samson, in his loose living, he gets out of the boundaries that God had applied, and it brought him a lot of trouble. But it's something about Samson. God loved Samson. Can I tell you that God loves me and you tonight? And I'm glad that there is a God full of grace and truth and mercy. Aren't you glad He's not a God of judgment and immediately when we let God down and do things we shouldn't do? I sure am glad a lightning bolt don't come out of the sky and kill us immediately. I'm glad there is a God that can do the impossible tonight in this day and in this hour. Now, we see that Samson, he married this woman, and he came back to his wife, the Bible said, to go into her, and his dead-in-law, her father, would not allow it. He had given Samson's wife away, and he said, well, the younger daughter is a pretty girl, you can have her. And Samson didn't like that. Matter of fact, the Bible tells us that Samson caught 300 foxes in verse number 4. He took firebrands and turned tail to tail. He put a firebrand in the midst between the two tails. And when he set the brands on fire, he let them go into the standing corn of the Philistines. And he burned up the corn and the vineyards and the olives. Isn't that amazing? A man could get a hold of 300 foxes, put a firebrand amongst their tails and turn them loose in the Philistines' corn. And that fire brought damage to the Philistines. Samson was getting even. Now we find here that the Philistines came and they encamp around the children of Judah, the people of God. And they said, why have you come against us? And they simply responded this way, because of Samson. Well, the Philistines come and they turn Samson over to them and they bind him. They're taking him back to do business. And all of a sudden in verse 14, when the Philistines shouted against him, capital, Spirit of the Lord. You ought to underline that in your Bible. We have to have the Spirit of the Lord. They came mightily upon him, and the cords were upon his arms. He just simply broke loose and found himself free. Now in verse 15, I want to preach out of this jawbone tonight. And I want you to look in verse number 15 as this story unfolds about this jawbone. This jawbone. I want to say in verse 15, Samson is going along and this jawbone was found. He said, and he found a new jawbone of an ass or of a donkey and put forth his hand and took it and slew a 1,000 men therewith. Samson was a bad boy. But Samson wasn't a bad boy by himself. Samson found this jawbone. I'm glad God has exactly what we need when we need it. And therefore, this jawbone was found. But secondly, look in verse 15, it's loaded. This jawbone was fetched. For the Bible said that he put forth his hand and took it. You know, I believe the reason more battles are not won because nobody will do their part. Can I tell you, God wants to do a lot for us tonight, but we've got to put a little effort forth. In order to win battles, we must do that of how battles are won. In order to get God's attention, then we must do that which gets God's attention. And so therefore, this jawbone was found, but this jawbone was fetched. He reached out and he picked it up. Oh, we need to reach out and pick up the jawbones that God has allowed us to carry on in ministry tonight. This jawbone was found. This jawbone was fetched. But in verse 15, this jawbone was faithful. The Bible said that with it he took it and slew 1,000 men therewith. Now, I want to say that God's tools are always faithful. What God allows us to use is always going to be faithful. You know why? Because God is faithful. And so there this jawbone was found. It was fetched. It was faithful. But look in verse 16. This jawbone was so fruitful. The Bible said that he had killed 1,000 men with it. And here Samson said, with the jawbone of an ass. Underline that. With the jawbone of an ass, heaps upon heaps, with the jaw of an ass have I slain 1,000 men. That jawbone not only was faithful, but this jawbone that he found was fruitful. But where I want to get on into the preaching tonight, look in verse 17. Something amazing happens. Not only is this jawbone faithful, not only is this jawbone fruitful, but for some reason or the other, this jawbone was forgotten. It was forgotten. Preacher, what is your thought about that? Well, look what he says. It came to pass when he made an end of speaking that he cast away the jawbone out of his hand and called that place Ramoth Lehi. Now, preacher, what do you mean the jawbone was forgotten? Well, you'll notice simply in verse number 17, Samson got to thinking a lot of himself. He said, I have slain 1,000. Look in 16. He said, the jaw of an ass have I slain 1,000. Samson got to thinking a lot of his ministry. Samson got to thinking a lot of himself. Can I tell you that God has given you and I the things He's entrusted us with. We may not never forget where the blessing comes from tonight. Samson got to thinking he was doing something. And so it takes me to another point about this jawbone was forgotten. Look, if you would, in verse 15. The Bible says something here that got my attention. He found a new jawbone of an ass. Well, preacher, what is so spectacular about that? Well, I want to bring it down to where me and you live tonight. The things that used to be new to us, they've become commonplace to us. And so Samson, he was excited when he first started with that jawbone of an ass, but he got used to it. Can I tell you, we need to pick the jawbones back up in our life tonight and get back to that old King James Bible where the Word of God is still right. We need to get back to preaching. We need to get back to praying. And we need to get back to praising God. The things that worked in days gone by will still work in this day and this hour. There's a lot of boys trying to build a church not with a jawbone, but with a wishbone and a funny bone and dry bones. But may God let us get back to old-time Holy Ghost religion where the jawbone of God still gets it done in this day and this hour. Hallelujah! I'm glad I'm saved. You see, you'll notice once you've been saved a while, the new wears off. Sunday night don't mean what it used to mean. Reading your Bible don't mean what it used to mean. You know why? Because it's got old to you. You've got accustomed to the new thing that God put in your life. Oh, glory, the greatest day that's ever happened to me is when God saved me. And may I never forget the thrill of being saved. I'm glad the devil ain't got everybody tonight, honey. I'm glad I still got a song in my heart. I'm glad the Spirit of God lives in me tonight. Joy unspeakable and full of glory. God, may I never get over the new jawbone that you put in my life. Samson got familiar. he got to Houston. And I can remember as a young preacher, you can ask my wife, one of our previous pastors made a statement. Ken's going to lose his mind. He's reading too many books and he's studying the Bible way too much. But can I tell you, when God saved me and called me to preach, it was the greatest thing that ever happened in my life. And may the God of heaven let that get new to my heart again and realize the responsibilities that God has given me in this day, in this hour. May you realize the responsibilities that God has given you in this day, in this hour, and let it all become new again. I remember, as of your no dead, Methodist camp meeting. And I'm not throwing off on the Methodists. I'm just telling you, I was in a graveyard dead Methodist camp meeting. I mean, where women preachers are at now. They wouldn't be in, or I wouldn't have went. Somebody say amen. Shake your little Baptist head up and down tonight. My goodness, I remember they got to singing. Brother Mike, I hadn't been called to preach long. And I think Miss Renee was with me that night. I felt the bench go to shaking. Oh, Lord, I was wanting to stand up and say something so bad. I done took a whipping about 3 weeks ago because I didn't mind the Lord to stand up and testify. Amen. Boy, I said, I don't care if I'm here within 50 tombstones. I'm going to stand up and tell them how good God. I stood up. My goodness, they thought a Martian fell in that camp. Brother Adam, I left. I didn't try to take over no service. I just said, I just want to tell y'all how good God's been to me. I'm glad God saved me. When God saved me, it was such an experience in my life. I've never met nobody like the Lord. And I've never met nobody like the Lord tonight. My goodness, the times I'd study and pray. Now I've got probably 40,000 books and one computer at just the touch of my fingers. But oh, I'm glad I can still get away in a closet and say, oh God, I need something for the people in the morning. God, would you raise it up in my heart? I'm glad I've not left or lost the basics of realizing unless the Lord builds a house, it'll fall tonight. Do you hear me, children? God can give you that's old, and make it become new again in this day and in this hour. Samson threw it down because he got so familiar. I know a lot of men that's trying laser and light shows, theatrics. My goodness, they'll dim the lights down. The preacher ain't even got a pulpit. Up there in a pair of Converse and skinny leg jeans. Look like some kind of little old metro something. Let me tell you something tonight. Takes me to my last point. I want you to see it. This jawbone was found. This jawbone was fetched. He reached his hand and picked it up. It'd do us all good tonight to reach out and get what God has put in our life to use for His honor and His glory. It was found. It was fetched. It was faithful. It was fruitful. It was forgotten. But I want to say in verse number 18, something happened. Look what he said in verse 17. When he made an end of speaking, he cast away the jawbone out of his hand. And then in verse 18, he was sore athirst and called on the Lord and said, Thou hast given this great deliverance in the hand of Thy servant. Now shall I die for thirst and fall in the hand of the uncircumcised. The last point tonight, not only was it forgotten, but now it was fashioned. It was fashioned, yeah. You see, Samson realized because he had threw the thing down that had got him to where he was. He was doing without now. And you know the only thing that's ever going to build a local New Testament church is preaching, teaching, singing, praying, and praising God. No wonder churches, our independent Baptist churches, are dying. Because they have quit using the things that God put in our lives to use, and it got old to them, and they think it's out of date. Can I tell you, this Bible's not out of date tonight. So it was fashion. Look what God done. He realized in his life, man, I'm drying up. You know, I've been asked several times, Brother Ken, I want to ask you something. Our church is dying. What do I do? You preach. You preach. And you keep preaching. Brother Ken, you see people not doing right. What do? You just preach and keep preaching. You keep loving people. You just keep pouring into people. I like what old Brother David Clemens used to say. Some of y'all heard him here in camp meetings years ago. Brother David, big tall man, hog farmer. He's now ridden with a stroke, can't get up. And this is what he'd tell me. He'd put his arm around me, Brother Jamie, and he'd say, "Preacher, just keep pouring water on the stump. Something will come out of it after a while." Can I tell you tonight, it'd be a great day in our life to realize that God can fashion that jawbone. He realized that had been working had thrown away. And you know, I've been asked this a lot. Now, y'all know yourself. You walk in this church, it looks like the First Presbyterian. I think God's house ought to be the prettiest place in town. But let me tell you something. What has brought us to where we are tonight? We must continue with what we have done and in the way that we've done it, and just pray God to give us wisdom and be a little wiser about it. I'm not leaving the jawbone of preaching. I'm not leaving the jawbone of worship and the jawbone of kindness and the jawbone of keeping the altars open and begging people to come pray and getting help for their life and for mine. It was fashioned. All of a sudden, he called upon God. He said, "God, I'm dying of thirst." You know what I've noticed? You know what I've noticed with people? They want something that's real. I'm talking about saved people. They want Holy Ghost preaching. And listen to me, church. A man can preach as hard and as strict as in that Bible, and we will accept it if we know that he loves us. If he's got an attitude, I don't want to hear nothing he's got to say. But if a man will preach to you and you know that he loves you, you will accept it. And people are starving to death in our churches because we've left the jawbone of preaching. We've left the jawbone of going to church. Now men, as they throw down this jawbone and they try to start with a wishbone, a funny bone, and dry bones. But you know, there's some other bones that would help us in our church. You know, backbone would go a long way. Some men, I'm glad I come up under some men of God that had a backbone like a saw log. One of the first Baptist men filled the Holy Ghost I'd ever seen was Brother Monroe Wiggins. That man scared the fire out of me. I didn't know if he was mad or glad. I couldn't figure him out. But I knowed he had something I didn't have, and I wanted it and I needed it. These men had backbone in them like a saw log. They believed in what they believed, and they stood with the Word of God. Lord, I've had them holler boo here. I've had them holler a little bit of everything, but I've noticed this. God's jawbone is faithful. And you notice this? Let me give you this little nugget before I leave. It wasn't Samson's jawbone. A lot of men's jawbones have tore up a lot of churches. But not God's jawbone. God's got a word to say to us tonight. His jawbone is right. And it wasn't Samson's. But this is the thing about it. Samson got so familiar with how to get it done that he left what was getting it done. Can I tell you tonight, the only way we're going to reach people is by the gospel of the Lord Jesus and a hand of outreach of kindness, compassion, and standing with the old truths of the Word of God. When people visit our church, it ought to be 100 people come by and say, "Hey, how y'all doing?" When there's one lady comes to the altar, it ought to be 15 ladies pile in there and pray with her. When a man comes, it ought to be other men come and pray. Brother Mike, I asked you tonight, you've been with me from the start. What worked back yonder will work right now. I remember right out yonder about where that chapel's built. About 25 years ago, there was about 5 families held hands and went to praying in a circle. This thing was growed up, eat up with kudzu. You couldn't even see this property. Matter of fact, there was a chicken house down here on it. We didn't even know it was here. We got in a gate over here and we held hands one night and we began to pray and ask God, could we have this property? And they called the law to us, didn't they? Miss Sherry was there. Wasn't that great times, Brother Mike? Boy, it's been such a wonderful experience. Got this thing dried in, went in the basement. As we had the money, we began to fix the top. Years later, God put that wing, Missionary after missionary. Family after family. Soul after soul has been saved. I say, thank you. May I never forget that it's not my jawbone, but it's God's. It's what God has given us. His Word. His authority. His power. You know, the older I've got pastoring, the more I try to think of people and where we are. I try to be mindful not to run you to death and let you have life. Because God wants us to have life. I believe in the family. I love my grandchildren. But I want to say this tonight. May we all pray that God would give us wisdom and stay with the old jawbone of truth. Oh, we need a backbone. How we need the jawbone. Oh, how we need to use the knee bone. I wish Brother David Sachs is here tonight. He'd say amen. We need to use the hip bone. You're so good to give. Brother Vince, only heaven will reveal what this group of people has done for the cause of Christ. Only heaven. Well, he did something. I looked up this Bible word. I'm done preaching. So he realized he is dying of thirst. He called upon the Lord. He said, "I die for thirst." But God, Brother Tim, every time I say that, I think about you. You love the book of Ephesians so much, but God. But here in Judges 15, but God clave in hollow place. It was in the jaw. There came water there out, and when he had drunk, his spirit came again and revived. And he called this in Hakorah. I looked that word up. You know what it means? It's amazing about this King James Bible. Where God fashioned this jawbone and brought water out. That word simply means this. The fountain of one calling. The fountain of one calling. Miss Sherry, come.